The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, as we, most of us thought it would be today. What a week. What a week. Another terror attack in Europe, in Germany this time again. Poor Germany. Mrs. Merkel is going to force Germans to take classes, to learn to be more sensitive to the needs of the so-called refugees. If they happen to rape German white women, the Germans need to be more sensitive and understand why that might happen and not hold them particularly accountable. There's amazing things going on over there. So today we have 9 dead and the famous, infamous lone gunman who took his own life, they say, an Iranian Muslim who came to Germany as an immigrant 2 years ago. It's a war essentially over there. It's not going to stop, and it's already been waged over here. So however you wish to view it, here's an interesting little tidbit on the political scene. This is from Bill Still, who has an online YouTube report. One interesting bit of information was that not widely known until it became a headline story this morning in the Dallas Morning News, but back on July the 12th, 10 days ago, just 8 days before Cruz gave his flame-out speech, his suicide speech at the Republican convention, he traveled with, fill in the blank, President Obama on Air Force One. What do you make of that, folks? So, Cruz is... Why does he just register as a Democrat? I don't know. Weird. Dean Henderson is sitting by, I hope. It's been a very busy week, and Dean was supposed to be on vacation, and I interrupted him. How are you? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, Jeff. How are you? Glad to be with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I'm just dazed by it all. I don't... It's really too much. It's ridiculous. The games that are being played and certainly going down in modern, contemporary political history is Bernie Sanders, but not for the right reasons. I mean, how do you feel, rhetorically speaking, if you sent Bernie $5 here and $10 there, and once you sent him $20, it was all you can afford because you believed in him, and yet you hated Hillary and you knew he'd never support her, and then the Bernie stands up there before God and the public, takes out his 14-inch knife and starts stabbing his supporters in the back. I don't get it. Was it a setup from the beginning, Dean? What do you think?
No idea, Jeff. I just as disappointed as everyone else who supported him, I'm sure. And I'm just stepping back from it all. It's too weird. I mean, I just got a lot of produce coming in. I'm putting food away. Things are going to crash this fall. It's too late for politics. I mean, this is just child's play.
Yeah.
This is all just child's play. And we got two people to choose from, and it's just, wow, they're just both scary. What, you know, and it's just, it's too late for politics. I mean, you know, Germany gets attacked again. Yeah, because Germany and France are being attacked. Why? Because the city of London did the Brexit, fooled everybody into thinking it was a good thing.
Well, they also
hate the Germans. They hate the French because they got strong unions. They don't put up with the shit from the capitalists that everyone else puts up with.
Right,
they don't lick the boots of the rich like Americans do and everyone else seems to want to do. And so they're attacking them. And they're attacking them with overload refugees. And they're attacking them with this. And they're just attacking them. The Rothschilds are attacking Germany. They're attacking France.
Soros, you saw what he did. I think you did, maybe.
He probably funded it, I suppose.
Well,
I know he sold all his U.S. stocks 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, funniest thing. Better take note of that. He said to Europe, you either take 300,000 more refugees at a cost of $32 billion, or Europe is finished. That's exactly what he said. He threatened to destroy Europe.
Well, there you go. And so they don't like the EU because, you know, the EU got too progressive. They wanted to put a transaction tax on these banksters. They wanted to recognize the Palestinian state, move a little bit away from Israel. And we all know who's running ISIS. You know, I mean, it's a joke.
Right.
We all know it's the Israelis, you know, and the Rothschilds running ISIS. And it's just, that's all it is. And so, and they're also attacking the United States by giving us this option of Trump and Clinton. And so, you know, Trump I like on trade. That's it.
Well, Bernie liked Bernie and he,
they agreed,
oddly enough, agreed.
And you know,
that's a
just,
big deal.
It's a huge thing.
That
it's
whole thing is why we're in such
it's
decline.
A huge thing.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. But I listened to his speech last night, and it's just, you know, you start out and the guy's doing all right, and then by the end of it, you're just like, holy smokes, you know. He still wants to build the wall, and it's just all about immigrants. And none of these people, the guy in Orlando was an illegal immigrant. The guy in San Bernardino wasn't an illegal immigrant. His wife's an immigrant. I mean, it's just, the people can even focus on the immigration thing. I don't understand it. Immigration? Really? There's net outflow from the United States now. So how can people be so caught up in this immigration stuff? And it's just hate. It's just hating black people, hating brown people. And I can't support the guy. Now, of course, we know Clinton is just totally corrupt. She's a Rothschild too. We know that. But Trump is fooling a bunch of people here by saying he's some outsider. You know, he goes off on the first part of his speech is about how all this PAC money and all, and it sounds pretty good. And then at the end, it's just like, I want to deregulate the energy industry. I want to increase spending at the Pentagon. What is all that? I mean, how can anybody? We'll support Israel. We're going
to
support.
Well, he tried to be
Israel,
all. He tried to be everything to everyone, and can't do that.
You know, he's just not an outsider, and he never was. And he's just the red herring in case Bush didn't make it. And here we are again. So it's just frustrating. And Bernie, I don't know. Yeah, disappointing. Maybe it was all a setup, deep cover. I don't know. But how do you do 30 years of deep cover with his voting record? I don't really understand it. You know, it's like they chipped him or something.
I don't either.
I don't understand it at all.
I want to go back to what you said about trade. I really think that is the biggest single thing on the whole table.
Well, it's a big one. It is.
That's what's cost all the jobs, all the companies. That's what has destroyed the financial infrastructure of whatever was going on for so long to stabilize this country. It's over.
It's a big one, and it's got to stop. And so, you know, that's a good thing that Trump's, you know, in favor of, and I hope it stops. You know, free trade, it's not free. So
no, it isn't. Truer words were ever spoken. There's no such thing as free trade.
No, it's But, you know, it's just not going to be enough. We're just going to crash it. You realize, okay, before Bush was elected, right? You know, Bush was two terms. Okay, that's right before he was elected. It was like October. That's when the NASDAQ bubble and the dot-com bubble burst, right? Stock market crashed, da-da-da, Bush comes in. First thing he does is some kind of bankruptcy reform, which eventually was all about screwing over student loan people so that they could never get out of their student loans, among other nefarious things that, you know, people in debt would always be pretty much locked in to their debt. And then, okay, so that happens. So then Obama comes in, right before he comes in, and serves two terms. The 2008 thing happens. And Henry Paulson goes from Goldman Sachs, goes and holds a gun to the American people's head, and we get a trillion-dollar TARP deal. So guess what? We got another two-term president finishing out. We got another election coming up, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to crash. I'll guarantee this thing is going to crash. And then see what it is by saying, okay, it wasn't really Obama's fault, the establishment will say, but it wasn't really Trump's fault or Clinton's fault, they're going to say. And it's a way to keep the political class in power in both parties. And just like they could say, well, gee, Obama didn't do it. Well, Bush was already out. Well, Bush didn't do it. Well, Clinton didn't do it. He was already out, you know. And so they got to do it.
No, there's no accountability. Never.
There's no accountability that way. So they're going to definitely crash this thing. So I would, and this is going to be big. This is the derivatives bubble. Welcome to the derivatives bubble. And this is going to make the housing bubble of 08 and the dot-com bubble of 2000. 8 years spans. This is what it is. 2000, 2008, 2016. Here we are. This is the derivatives bubble. Deutsche Bank has $40 trillion in bad derivatives. They did 9/11. They and Blackstone profited off the shorting of airline stocks and insurance stocks. You know, they're the ones that made money off United, American Airlines, Munich Insurance, Swiss RE, shorting those stocks the week before it happened. Stole all the gold under the World Trade Center from Bank of Nova Scotia. Got to be the biggest bank in the world right after that, suddenly. So then the four horsemen of banking, I call them in the U.S., J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, each of those banks doubled their assets after 2008.
Doubled.
Each of them, because we gave them Bear Stearns, we gave them Lehman Brothers, we gave them, Washington Mutual and Countrywide and all these banks. We just gave them to them, all the bank, Merrill Lynch, and these four banks got them all. And they doubled their assets. So they're worth about $1.5 trillion each, these big four banks. Guess what they have in derivatives overhang? They have $31 to $32 to $33 trillion. This is according to the Comptroller of Currency, official numbers, overhang in derivatives. And these bets are going south. And that's why Soros is selling, and that's why all the insiders are selling. The stock buyback machine's over. That's finished. That was the only thing they had. The economy's not getting any better.
Yeah.
And this thing, when it crashes, I mean, we're talking about these banks are all going under, which is why Deutsche Bank's offering a 5% CD right now. A 5% CD, really?
Wow.
Nobody can do that. I mean, you're not, you can't do that. The Fed's at 0.25% interest rates. You can't offer a 5% one-year, CD. And then Goldman Sachs, I've noticed now, has one of the highest CD rates of any, and they never do. So what they're doing is they're trying to suck people in, and they're going to go under. Well, guess what? Then the regional banks are going to go under because they're all tied to these big four horsemen. So what I would say to people right now is you need to get all your money out of the big banks and the stock market, and you need to put them in local banks, spread it out throughout your town, three or four local banks, if you got any savings at all. And then you need to have some cash at home. Just, I've never done this, but I'm going to do it. And put it in a jar or put it somewhere. Money's still going to be good. The dollar is going to be, I'm not a gold bug. If you got some, great. But the bottom line is the dollar is the most easily exchangeable thing. And every other economy is going to crash too. So the dollar end up doing fine. But you have to be in possession of those dollars. Ask the Greeks, who were only allowed to go and make ATM withdrawals for like 9 months and only $100 a day. So you better have some greenbacks at home. And I would suggest, if you don't have a garden and you're not putting food away, which I'm doing, you better go out and you better buy some tomatoes and can them. You better get your coffee. You better your stuff, and you better get ready, because this is going to be something where banks are going to close, my friends. I mean, there's going to be bank holidays in this country, because there's no way. There's a $550 trillion derivative overhang, and there's no government that can help.
That's half a quadrillion.
That's what it is. That's a Comptroller of Currency Statistics. Go to their website. And that's what it is. And there's no lender of last resort. There's nobody that has that kind of money. So they're going to go under, and they're just going to go under this time. And there's not going to be any bailout. There won't even come close to doing any good. And it's going to freeze up things. I mean, the power is probably going to go out. If you don't, if you have a co-op, you're lucky for a power company.
Right.
That won't go under because that's based on members paying. As long as the members keep paying, they'll keep going. But if you have a big, if you're in a city and you're, you know, Entergy or some big multinational power company, they're not going to get credit facilities. They're not going to pump power. And there's not going to be power. And a lot of stuff like that's going to go down.
Well, the grid could go down without that. I mean, the South China Sea could really tweak off China,
and
they could take the grid down.
And then there's that. And then everybody is so exposed on the internet. Their credit card number is everywhere. Every web, you know, buying stuff on the internet, credit and debit cards exposed. So when this happens and stuff gets chaotic, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be people stealing identities left and right. So you also need to get on a computer and you need to destroy your footprint as much as possible. Don't buy anything else. Get rid of all accounts. Get rid of all memberships. You know, everything you had to log into, and just try to diminish your footprint right now. Because we're coming to a time when the internet ain't going to mean anything anymore. I mean, it's going to be obsolete, because what's going to matter is, look, the only real wealth is the labor of man. That's it.
It's always been that way.
It's always been that way. And all this other stuff is phony, contrived, middleman, capitalist, exploitive, and it's going to come to an end. And it'll be good when it comes to an end, but it's going to happen this fall. And so I could say, I just think, after Bernie did that, to me, it's like, forget about politics. I'm pretty good at pivoting because I've been disappointed before.
Sure.
And it's going to come down to just survival. And, you know, it's better if you live in a place where there's not many people, and it's better if people don't know what you have in storage, and it's better if you just lay low right now and just take care of your family.
Good words of advice. Let me ask you to switch over to Turkey. Pretty outrageous what's going on. Leave it to the Middle East to come up with a new level of complete, what would you call it? They're just raping their own culture. This guy, Erdogan, is clearly a thug, set this whole thing up. When you have F-16s chasing his private jet, and they can lock on him and shoot him down, and they don't, you got to figure it out. It's pretty obvious. So anyway, he's supposedly up to, some people say up to 50,000 people have been fired or otherwise put under scrutiny, let go of their jobs. It's not good. They got the biggest army and a biggest standing army in NATO. And they're getting 100 Lockheed F-35s. Of course, we're not going to slow the money down. You got to sell those planes.
Yep.
So they'll be making deals with the Chinese, and they'll let them come over and take one apart and figure all the radars out.
Reverse engineer it, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a total crony, and I was so excited when the coup happened. I thought, this is really good.
I said, finally, sunshine.
Gee, maybe the CIA did a good thing this time because they had this guy.
I had the same thought, Dean. I said, maybe once we did the right thing.
Yeah, maybe for once we did the right thing. And maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe we were behind it. But whoever's behind him prevailed. And I think that's the City of London. And I think that's this thing that's going on between the City of London and the U.S. maybe, and the EU. And there really is some kind of break going on, and they're gonna go Chinese on us, and they're attacking us. We're under attack. America is under attack right now, and the EU is under attack. That's why we're seeing the cop killings, the black people getting shot, all this stuff, the race war set up. That's why we're getting these two polarizing candidates who are just raising the temperature. People hate one side, they hate the other side, hate, fear, feed off that, break apart families, break apart society. We're under attack, and the EU's under attack, and they're using the electronic means that they have now. I mean, these cell phone towers, there's a good chance they're weaponized,
right?
And
oh yeah, oh yes,
crap. And it's just get, you know, this thing, yeah. I mean, it's the voice of the Illuminati coming into everyone's home. And it is destroying families. It is destroying the structure of society. Did you see the woman in Minneapolis who was YouTubing her boyfriend dying in the backseat of the car? That was just so creepy.
Orwell wouldn't believe it. Creepy. That's a perfect word for it.
Anyone could be that cold and just, oh, I got to get this up so all my psychopath fake book friends will like it. You know, but my boyfriend's dying. You know,
species is disintegrating, Dean.
The species is disintegrating. We always knew the elite were just, you know, reprehensible excuses for humans, but this is what's happening now, is the people are becoming just like them because of the internet, because this is the final end game tool that they've been waiting to roll out, and they rolled it out.
No,
and everyone's addicted
right.
to it.
Yeah.
And now they're becoming not human, and they're disagreeable, they're combative,
yeah.
they want to fight,
yeah.
and that you just, you know, not get along. And this is the recipe for societal breakdown, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what we're seeing. And so I think America's under attack. I think the EU's under attack. I think the Rothschilds are swimming away.
Well, it's humanity is under attack.
And sure. humanity in general, of course, is under attack.
Yeah. And you're right about the Atlantic digital age.
That is spreading.
All the things you just said are not going to go away. They're going to become endemic to the species. Structural.
Yep.
They're not going to go away. This is the way it is. We've got two generations now who have been tipped over and reformatted and rewired and reprogrammed, and they're not going to change.
No, they're not going to change. Have you seen the movie Cell?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. It's just about what we're talking about.
S-E-L-L, Cell.
C-C-L-L, like cell phone.
Oh, okay.
And it's just about how they basically turn people into, you know, killing machine robots.
Is this out now?
Cell towers to activate them. And there's a lot of people seeing this right now is what
uh-huh.
I'm... And again, it's that collective consciousness, that awareness. There's another movie called Kingsman, which is really good. There's another one called Oblivion that's really good. Tom Cruise is in that one. I never liked Tom Cruise, but he quit the Church of Scientology, and he hasn't made a movie since because they don't like this movie. Obviously, the establishment doesn't like it. But these are all movies about how technology is basically stripping our humanity.
Interesting, and he's in it.
And he's in that
wow.
one, and then Samuel L. Jackson is in a couple of them. He's pretty rad. He was in The Matrix. He's with it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people seeing it, and that's our only hope. But, yeah, in the movie Cell, I mean, it's basically the president of the internet, you know, ends up, the guy tries to kill him because his own family's going nuts. But he's not successful, and pretty soon he's just marching around the pole with the rest of them.
Pretty wild.
Check it out.
I may. I don't get to movies often, but...
I hear you. I don't either, but there's some good ones.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, back in just a minute with Dean Henderson. Hold on, and we shall continue. The amount of criminality across the board in this country is beyond out of control. It has now become the way we do business. There's not even a pretense of law and order anymore, especially for the 99%. We're just SOL. The 1%, they're above all the laws. We know that. I mean, I've never seen a country fall apart on so many different levels so quickly as I have ours. It's just amazing.
Fraud is the business model.
Lying is the lubricant.
And lying is the lubricant, and then denial, and just like they can just lie, and they don't even know they're lying. I guess.
And victimhood. Let's not forget that.
And victimhood.
There's always victims.
Yeah, always victims. I'll tell you a little story. Just happened to me. I ordered a mower. You know, just because I've been getting along without a mower, just using a hand sign and stuff, but it's getting a little brushy. So I got a mower. So I ordered it from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I get the thing, and the wheel's all bent and everything. So, you know, I try it out, and sure enough, it was all messed up, so I sent it back. And first of all, it's really hard to get a hold of Amazon by phone.
Oh, I've heard.
But I did. I figured it out, and I called them, and, okay, they sent me another one. It seemed like they sent it pretty eagerly, like they were expecting it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one didn't come from Amazon. That one did. This one came from Poulan, the manufacturer. So what I think, and it was fine. So what I think is they're selling factory seconds, not just Poulan, but all these corporations are selling all their junk.
Oh yeah,
stuff on Amazon, because most people won't bother returning
at the discounted price, of course.
At the discounted price, and then Amazon buys it at a deeply discounted price, so they're making a lot of money. But it's just fraud. It's just fraud.
Interesting.
That should be jail time. But Amazon's the worst. I mean, they're just a behemoth. And there's no, again, this is like the business model. This is what passes for the business model now in America. It's just crony capitalism, and it's fraud, and it's acceptable, and they get away with it. And this is why I just can't accept Trump. He wants to deregulate business more. I mean, he wants to deregulate it more. How can you deregulate big business more than it's already deregulated? I mean, we need these regulations and rules and law and order. You talk about his big speech about law and order. Yeah, how about some law and order for the 1%, man?
I didn't know. Also, you mentioned earlier that Europe, they were trying to pass a Tobin tax kind of a thing.
Right,
a 1% or something?
Yeah.
How can anyone... See, the greed is so... strangling. How can anybody bitch about a 1% tax on all Wall Street transactions to start to refinance the rebuilding of America's infrastructure?
But they will, because they're all bought into this libertarian. They all think they're libertarians now, and they don't realize that the Cato Institute has funded the Libertarian Party since the get-go. And if you look at the donors to the Cato Institute, it's DuPont, ExxonMobil, da-da-da-da-da. And they got them fooled, and they had to do that because the libertarians became sort of this third rail of the Republican Party. So if you were even more maybe nuts and wanted to privatize even more stuff, then you were all of a sudden a libertarian. But a libertarian that if you read John Locke and if you read the real old libertarian stuff, it has nothing to do with any of this. It has a lot to do with accountability, and none of these people are accountable. They just want everything to go their way. They're selfish, and so they just think it's okay for everybody else to be selfish. And this is what's ruining our country, this Ayn Rand, Friedrich Hayek crap. And until we take a really sharp turn left, and I don't mean Hillary Clinton left, because that's not left, that's just politically correct liberalism.
No, that's Wall Street
and
left.
Evil,
that's...
witchcraft, and crap, and Wall Street. I mean a serious left turn, like we thought Bernie represented. You know, we're going to be so toast, because the only thing that's going to bring this country back is when we break up corporations and conglomerates, break up banks, give power back to workers, do like Gaddafi did. The workers in Libya, they didn't even just own the factories. They decided what to make.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gaddafi wasn't kidding when he said he didn't run anything. He didn't run anything. He didn't. And
no, I know.
An anarcho-syndicalist is what he was. If you ever read his green book, people should read Gaddafi's green book. He wrote it. And it is amazing. And that's why they took him out. It's that simple. And that's why Libya was the richest country in Africa, with twice as high per capita income as the next African country. And now it's just in total, it's a wasteland.
Well, they've
erected. And that's what people forget, you know, about the Islamic terrorists or the. Guess who ISIS is killing mostly? You know, it's not Americans, it's not white people, it's Muslims, man. They're killing Muslims. They're destroying Muslim sites. Why would they do that if they were Muslims? They're not. They're fake Islamists. They're being run by Israel City of London, and the whole goal is just what Samuel Huntington drew out in his 1973 article in the Trilateral Papers for the Trilateral Commission, Clash of Civilizations. He wants every white Western European to hate Muslims. And it,
well, that's what Soros is about, sure.
That's what they're all about. Everywhere from Bill Maher to Donald Trump, all the way across the political spectrum, they all hate Muslims. It worked. Mission accomplished. CIA mission accomplished. Rockefeller mission accomplished. And it's so sad. It's just so sad. It's just another way to divide people. And, you know, but that's mainly who ISIS is killing. Muslims. They're obliterating Muslim countries.
Hundreds of thousands.
That's who they're mainly killing. And so, just...
Yeah, who have they killed in Syria?
It's just stupid.
Everybody across the board. They even kill their own people.
They kill whatever. But it's just the Rothschild. It's not what it looks like. That's the thing. But they're using it to accomplish that goal of saying...
You know, the interesting thing about what you're saying is that, in all likelihood, there could be a decision made to shut the whole thing down tomorrow.
Oh yeah! Whenever they get their goal accomplished,
yeah.
But they
got to
get all that oil out of Kirkuk first, and that's going to take a while. That's why Mosul's still in ISIS hands. Funny, isn't it, how they were able to, you know, get these other places back, but Mosul, which is the oil, you know, that's the Kirkuk oil field. ExxonMobil got the.
Well, they've also
owned Israel.
Oh sure, yeah.
Yeah, and it is, and you know, the Turks, yeah, they're smuggling and they're whatever, but it's yeah, they could, of course they could, and that's what, you know, I think Trump really, he's got good intentions on some level, he really does. I think he really is not a crook. Okay, so he's better than Hillary. Like I said before, if I had to vote for one or the other, I'd vote for him just because at least he's not a total crook. But he's just not smart. He doesn't realize who's running ISIS. He wants to crush him. I agree. Let's crush him. But then in the same breath, he says something about let's be stronger with
Israel.
I
think there's some naivete there.
He has a lot of naivete. And
yeah.
So it's going to depend on his advisors. And you know who those are going to be. You know, they're going to surround him with the same people they always surround him with. So we can't afford to have a dumb president. And we're going to get one if it's him. And we're going to get an evil president if it's her. So it's just dumb versus evil. And I just can't even imagine what's going to happen, Jeff. I can't even.
Well, thank God you and people you know and some of you listening are making preparations. And number one is food.
That's right.
You know, Dean and his wife and family, they do their own food. But for those of us who don't have time, let me just point again. I've got the best in America, Ready Supply food, the best price, the best quality. Go check it out. It's top of the homepage. Just get. Just spend... You know, a couple $100, get something, anything, and then add to it. You can do it. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars, but get something.
Yep. And figure out your water situation, too, even more important, because you go 3 days without water, you're dead. So, I mean, I'm lucky enough. I got a spring here. I can boil that water, and I'm fine. But there's other ways. There's hand pump things that you can put on a well.
Absolutely.
If the well goes out.
You know what? There's a lot of folks, there are a lot of people listening who have wells, but they have no hand pump. What do you know about those hand pumps that we can pass along to people? Because I'm on a well. It's a collective.
Yeah. I got to look into it myself. I'm going to. That's on the list.
Let me know where you find out, because I'll see if I can get him as a sponsor. I mean, I'll sponsor them for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
This is crucial.
Yeah,
you got a well,
right now,
and the wellhead doesn't...
I want to get one.
Yeah. No power for the well? Goodbye.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just got to... I think you just take the wellhead off, unhook the wires, and you can put that thing right on top of the wellhead is my thinking on it. But it's not as hard. That's what people do all over the world, mostly. And it's a little work. You pump the thing, but so what? It works, and it works. It's definitely something that
pump
can
for
do.
Life. Yeah, I'd like to know what you find out if you get just drop me.
I'll pass it on when I find out, Jeff.
That's
why
really
I'm
important.
On so-called vacation. It's not really vacation. It's just preparation. That's what I meant by that. It's just I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row because this thing's coming. I think it could be September, October. You know, probably is the timeline, but
I think it could be
really
any time they want
attention.
It. Sure,
everyone just needs to stay alert everyone, it's really about your mindset, you know, because, you know, if you just have this, you know, you can go out and buy all this, you know, gadgets. You could buy a generator. Guess what? There's no gas. That's not going to help you at all. It's more about your survival skill set. Do you know how to start a fire in the rain? Do you know how to snare a rabbit? You know, do you know how to? So the main thing is for people to get out in nature and just learn it on your own. Internet gurus, a lot of them are just full of it. There's city people that don't know squat.
No, that's 90%. They'll never figure it out. Never
figure it out. But, you know, if you just, yeah, you can figure it out. It's really simple. And I guess I grew up on a farm. Maybe I got a little edge there. But, you know, duct tape is good, and a lot of lighters is good, and some string is really good. String is good for a lot of things. Just some simple things that to have on hand. And you can pretty much survive. And if you don't have a gun, get a bow and arrow, or, you know, get something.
Well, the
like that.
Crossbows are out online, and they're very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And they're very effective, and they don't wear out.
And practice, you know.
Sure. No, they're tremendous. 100 yards?
Whew. Yeah, you bet, yeah. And that's the thing. If there's no ammo, a gun's worthless. I mean, people got to start thinking about, you know, the real deal. What's the real deal? It's not going to be a good idea to hoard all these guns if there's no ammo, you know. And so a lot of these people just got it all wrong. And it's fear-based. And mine's not fear-based. Mine's reality-based. You know,
well, you're a pragmatist.
Scared of this.
I know.
It's not, you know, you can't be scared of it. You just have to realize that this is coming. It's just like, you know, you got to deal with reality, man. You know, and that's what most people are doing. They're not dealing with reality. They're sitting on the internet instead. And
denial to the end.
Yeah, denial to the end.
They're not going to change.
Virtual reality. It is virtual reality. Yeah, you know, it's got online. Like, it's like that's what they've done. They brought us online. Like they bring a nuclear reactor online. See. And then they use all that negative energy to power this bad stuff.
Oh, interesting idea.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they hooked in, sure, a human consciousness in.
Yep.
They put it online.
Yeah.
On the internet.
They fragmented it, like you said the other night, fragmented it. And then you're confused and you're overloaded with information. So then that that energy becomes negative. And then, they take all that and they're using it like rocket fuel for their blood sacrifice stuff. It's ugly. Man, wake up, people. It's ugly.
I wish I could say that, you know, I was a guest on David Oates' program today. I don't do many programs. I don't think I have much to say. I'm not that type of person, but I just don't. Anyway, I was just talking about what we've been talking about, reality, and I said to myself after about almost a full hour, I said, geez, I haven't said one positive, encouraging thing. And then I said, well, you know, there really aren't any. You look where it's going. If you and I and you folks out there had the good fortune to have George Orwell sitting amongst us or on the program, I guarantee you, he wouldn't believe what's going on. It's far post-Orwellian. He would be shocked.
It is. And that's what they figured out, you know. And I know they're killing us slowly with
the velvet glove
technique. Yeah, because if it's too fast, like on the movie Cell, where they just fry people's brains with a cell phone, well, that's obvious. There'll be backlash. But no, with assault city computers, and gradually be killed by the EMTs and the negativity and the heart rate going up, and of course there's the GMO food, and there's all this bad water, fluoridation, all this other stuff. But it's slow. It's like, you know, it's just real slow. Nobody will notice. Pretty soon, they got all the infrastructure built out. Now they just want to wipe us out. That's what I think. And we really got to, man. But I don't know what these people are going to do in these cities, and that's why it's just, I feel bad for them, but stay away from them. Stay away from the cities.
Did you hear any of this, the information about Fukushima lately?
Oh, yeah.
About the bugs?
About the what?
The bugs? The insects?
No.
Insects are largely gone from the entire British Columbia coast. The birds are gone. They eat the bugs. There are no more birds. We know the Pacific Ocean is largely dead now. The shrimp, the krill, the herring, the anchovies, the sardines, they're gone. The tide pools, they're gone. There's nothing there. And what Dana Durnford found, this is a couple years ago now, he said, well, when I drive I stop for gas or whatever, and my windshield isn't dirty. There are no bugs. No bugs on the grill, no bugs on the bumper. And he looked at other, same thing. And I had a guy on this week, in fact, the owner of Ready Supply Foods, Brian. He said, I drove from Salt Lake City, and forgive me, I've repeated myself several times on this, but I want you to hear this. The death of the insect population, not all of it, but most of it, apparently, is a fait accompli in British Columbia and moving down further. It's all radiation doing this. He drove from Salt Lake City to Grand Junction, Colorado. He's done it many times. 5-hour drive. He said, I always have to stop 2-3 times to scrape the bugs off the windshield. He said, I didn't stop. He said, there aren't any. He said, where are they? He says, is it Fukushima? He asked me. And I said, yeah, that's what it is.
That's the basic building block of an ecosystem.
That's it. You lose that link in that food chain, and you don't put that chain together.
Nothing's got nothing to eat. Yep. And by the way, if you want some bugs, you can sure come to the Ozarks and take some back with him.
Yeah. Well,
you got plenty. But thank God, really.
It's moving in cells across the country. It's not a uniform, unilateral kind of a thing yet. But
it's bound to be the West Coast first, of course, and
sure.
British Columbia first. And yeah.
And then we had the story of how to get this one. I've been doing this since 311. The clams and mussels and barnacles, bivalves, they're dying. And now they're dying, not so much of radiation, but as a result of the radiation, they're getting cancer. Now, the cancer is apparently in the water as an infectious organism. It's not contained to the person or the victim or the animal species that has it. It's floating in the water, and they're getting infected from it's a little tiny microbe. It's a cell. It's an infectious carcinogenic cell, and they're picking it up, and they're filtering it through their system, and they get cancer, and they die. So this is really scary stuff because it can jump species.
Yeah, and it makes sense because clams, you know, they live in the mud, and
that's right.
That's where all that stuff's washing ashore, and it's going to build up in that mud
exactly.
Where they live.
And now they're finding the same floating, contagious cancer organisms, cells, in the Atlantic and all the way across on one area on the coast of Spain. Now, this is not good news. Cancer is not supposed to be an infectious kind of a thing.
Right.
It's usually restrained to the person that has it. You don't get it.
Right.
So, but now that's different. These animals are shedding it. It's in the water. I'm telling you, this is a whole new world we're in. Whole new world.
It is. It's seriously on the way out, I'm afraid. And
well, we're going to lose 80 or 90% of the people.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it. And
Through starvation, through disease, through chemtrails, through all of it. It's just all going to start taking out big chunks. And then there may well be, if Hillary got her way, she wants war. She said it in reverse speech. I want war.
Oh, definitely.
I believe it's true. How long can they keep piling up these NATO battalions and brigades on the border of Russia and putting American missiles on there before Putin says, and he said it twice, he says, I'm going to take, they're not going to be allowed to stay there. That's what he said. In other words, I'm going to take them out.
An economic crash is a near certainty, and a World War III is a near certainty following that economic crash, because that's the only way they're going to be able to get out of it in any way. Just like they did in the Great Depression. I mean, how do you think we got out of the Great Depression?
Right.
We weren't coming out of that. No matter what FDR did, you know, to try to help. I mean, it's still the bottom line is the only thing that got us out of that was World War II.
Totally agree.
That's what I'm afraid is coming. So, strap in. It's always been crazy. It keeps getting crazier, but it's about to get real, real crazy.
Well, you know, all the warnings that we've heard for so many years seem to be finally going to come home to roost. I mean, they're there. And this derivatives thing. Dean, nobody understands what derivatives are. They're just bets.
Bets. It's just total gambling. It's just a bet. It's like playing on a roulette wheel. You pick black or red. mean, it's no different. It's like, do you think the Russian ruble will go up? Yes or no? Do you think climate change will raise the temperature 3 degrees? Yes or no? These were all created by these four horsemen of banking. The government, you know, they didn't create them. They created them. The banks created them. The banks, and they're not regulated, and they're the only ones that really... But they can make up anything, just any bet they want to make up, they can make up, and that's the thing. And this is the mother of all bubbles, and we let them do it. I mean, they had the chance after 08 to do something about it, and we get this weak version of Dodd-Frank, which is nothing, and it didn't do anything, and those banks should have been broken up at that time, and da-da-da-da-da, but they didn't do it, and so...
What do you think of this talk about Glass-Steagall being a plank on the Republican side? They're actually talking about it.
Oh, is there talk of that, reinstating it?
Yes.
Well, I hope. That would give me two issues I like about Trump.
I mean, it was in the news. Yeah. I ran the stories, and I read them. I said, okay. They're very serious.
Well, that's the first I heard of it. I hope it's true. I mean, it needs to happen for sure. And, of course, that was Bill Clinton that repealed it. And it was also Bill Clinton under which these derivatives began. Because he deregulated the entire banking sector. And, but, you know, that all being said, Jeff, I do think there's just a little glimmer of hope we should give folks at the end here. Because after all this happens, and after it's going to be tough, people are going to die, I mean, but after all this happens, I mean, you know, maybe we can come through all this and learn something from it. Because it doesn't seem like, you know, when people just... kind of have enough, and when everything's, you know, you just go to your job, you come home, you watch TV, you get on the internet. I mean, what kind of a life is that? So at least this is going to be interesting. I mean, at least it's going to be interesting, you know, and maybe we can learn something about it, about going back to the old ways. One of the things about the internet I've noticed is that, you know, it's all this kind of like, well, it's a hive mentality, and it creates this idea that you have to move forward and progress is good. And it just basically trashes all the old ancient ways sort of inherently. And this is the most dangerous thing about it, because those ancient ways are the only thing that's going to make life good again.
Good point, and perfectly said. Thank you, Dean. Go back to getting ready. It's good to know you will be. Here's a story. I just found it. I'll send it to you. Republican scary plan, says Bloomberg. Scary plan
Bloomberg.
To restore Glass-Steagall.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, man. All right,
see ya.
Jerry. Thanks for having me, man. And,
okay.
Take care, brother.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dean Henderson, and we'll be right back.